are revised. Reconvene the joint committee on tax credits. And where we last left our programming, we were waiting on paperwork. We are back with said paperwork and another item on the agenda, which we'll get to shortly. But first, I want to reopen the work session on House Bill 3606. Chris is staff on that. Colleagues, we already adopted the amendment on 3606. We've had the discussion on it. Unless there is any further discussion or questions on it, we have the paperwork and I think we're ready for a motion.
Is there any fiscal impact?
There's no fiscal impact on 3606. Is that right?
Minimal.
It's a minimal, and you should have the statement in your packet somewhere.
Yep. Just arrived.
Okay. There it is. Minimal. Okay, so the amendment's in. We just need a motion on the bill.
That's correct.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3606 with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Senator Burdick, Co-Chair Burdick moves House Bill 3606 as amended with a due pass recommendation. Discussion, Representative Barnhart.
Just in the utmost of caution, did we pass the A7s earlier?
We did.
So that's in.
Yes,
thank
that
you.
Is correct, Representative.
That's all I wanted to know.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. It will go to the floors. I will carry in the House. And on the Senate side?
I will carry.
Co-Chair Burdick. It's the second time I've done that today. I'm sorry.
Co-Chair Burdick, yeah.
It's Burger.
Oh. You can have two
carries
if you want.
Great. And I will close the work session on House Bill 3606. And now we are going to open a work session on House Bill 3170A. Mr. Russell.
Yeah, I got the load.
I believe... There was a article in one of our major papers recently that referred to a unicorn sighting in the legislature. This is a horse of a different color, but still a unicorn for us wonks. Mr. Russell will explain a little bit how rare this is.
Mr. Co-Chair, Madam Co-Chair, members of the committee, my name is Bob Russell with the Oregon Trucking Association. House Bill 3170, what it does in effect is it expedites the sunset of what has been referred to as the new truck engine tax credit. The tax credit was enacted in 2003, and it was designed to encourage us to purchase the most recent EPA-certified engines. Over the last 10 years, we've been going through a cycle of updating the environmental technology on our engines. The last year was 2010. Currently, under current law, that tax credit would sunset December 31 of 2013. And what this bill does is it basically says that you cannot apply for that tax credit after June 30th, 2011, which is the end of this month. So by accelerating that, it saves a significant amount of money to the state. And we have asked for an appropriation of $500,000 that would set up a revolving loan fund so that people that want to become truck drivers can borrow the money to pay the tuition to go to truck driving school, and we can hire them. Currently, we have trucks sitting all over the state without drivers. And we can put these people together to work instantly, or virtually instantly, once they finish school. It's a great jobs proposal. It will help us keep Oregon's economy moving. As you folks know, about 75% of the tons of freight that move in the state move by truck. And we need drivers in order to do that. And those folks will then pay income tax and do all those kinds of things that will actually further enhance the state coffers. We've been working on this program in conjunction with the community college system for about 5 years. All of the curriculum is certified. All the community colleges are participating. And this is a statewide program, and that's my story.
Thank you. So, colleagues, just to sum up, what we have here before you is the dash A2 amendment to House Bill 3170, and what that does is it brings up the sunset date and ends a tax credit for these for the new trucking engines earlier than would have otherwise sunset. The appropriation that Mr. Russell mentioned is not in this bill. That is discussion that has been happening with Ways and Means. The vote before you today is simply to move up the sunset date of this tax credit.
Mr. Chair.
Co-Chair Burdick.
I just want to commend our unicorn. Excuse me, Mr. Russell. I just think it's such a good policy. I hope it's a teachable moment here where when you're looking for new money for a program that you really try to look at somewhere that money can be gained without loss to your industry, and I really appreciate your creativity on this. And
thank
it
you.
Sounds like a worthy project. You said that there are trucks out there without drivers, and I think I actually see some of them on the freeway. So.
But it's not intentional.
Co-Chair Berger.
No,
Representative Reed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to second the comments from Co-Chair Burdick. This combination of things began some of its journey in the Transportation Economic Development Committee, and I really appreciated Mr. Russell's willingness to come forward and recognize the tremendous challenges we have in this session and constraints around budgets. So recognizing that we're in something of a closed loop here and things that if we want to do new things, we're not able to do other things. So it deserves tremendous credit for that. And as the co-chair said, I hope that's a model for things to come.
Any further discussion? Ready for a motion? Oh, Representative Brewer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a question for the House Revenue Committee members. What bill am I confusing this with? Didn't we heard something similar to this bill in revenue? What is it?
Well, we have heard 3170 in JTAX before we had a hearing on it.
Yeah, it was here.
It was here then.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for refreshing my memory.
Reminding the committee. Co-Chair Burdick.
Are you ready for a motion, Mr. Chair?
I am on the dash to A2s.
Mr. Chair, I move the A2 amendment to House Bill 3170.
Co-Chair Burdick moves the dash A2 amendments to House Bill 3170. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Co-Chair Burdick.
I move House Bill 3170, as amended, be reported out, do pass.
Thank you. Co-Chair Burdick moves House Bill 3170, as amended, be reported out, do pass.
We have a question.
Discussion, Representative Barnhart.
Thank you. I had another question. How long is the truck driving school, and are there any short-haul jobs in Central Lane County?
Co-Chairs, Representative Barnhart, there are a number of jobs in Central Lane County. I can assure you of that.
Short haul.
Short haul, where people can stay overnight. Part of the beauty of the program is that we're working together as an industry to recruit folks. So those folks that want to go long haul, we can place them. Those folks that want to stay home at night, we can place them as well.
How long is the program?
5 weeks.
Thank you.
You can do it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further discussion? Seeing none, any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. It's headed to the floor. Representative Reed, would you be interested in carrying this bill on the floor?
I'd be happy to. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And on the Senate side, any volunteers?
Senator Hass.
Senator Hass. All right. And we will close the work session on House Bill 3170. And we are going to reopen the work session on Senate Bill 817. And, Chris, is it correct we did not adopt the dash ones, which is where the increase in the fee to cover the fiscal is? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Maybe, colleagues, it's best to start with those dash ones, and we'll go from there.
Mr. Chair.
Co-Chair Burdick.
I would move the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 817.
Co-Chair Burdick moves the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 817. Is there discussion? Seeing none, any objection to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Now, we also have before us another amendment that's in front of you, a dash 2. Representative Barnhart, do you care to describe the dash 2 amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment makes a small change in Section 7 on page 5, so that when you're all done with the amendment, it reads, once the Oregon Business Development Department has certified a cumulative amount of qualified equity investments that can result in the utilization of $16 million of tax credits, and then omitting the next several words, the department may not certify any more qualified equity investments under Section 6 of this 2011 Act, and then delete the last sentence. That's what the amendment does. And I think, Mr. Chair, that takes care of the issue that we were dealing with earlier, where there was ambiguity about what the cap on this credit was. And the way I would read it with the amendment would be that once the department believes that they've certified enough overall credits totally equaling $16 million, that they're done and they can stop.
Do you have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll move the dash 2.
Representative Barnhart moves the dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 817. Discussion. Senator Telfer.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. In the current bill without the dash, is it a sunset in there that's inferred or a cap in spending that's inferred in the, or is it explicit in the bill?
Senator Telfer, there is an explicit sunset date on page 3, lines 13 through 16, states that the qualified equity investment must occur prior to July 1, 2016.
So there is a sunset on this, and the ambiguity was it $16 million annually or $16 million until the
And the way at Senate Bill 817 as drafted, it is, I talked to Ledge Council, and they confirmed that it is $16 million per year.
So until the sunset.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Chair.
Chair Burdick.
I'll be opposing the amendment because I'm comfortable with the $16 million a year cap. These are investments that go into blighted areas. These have to be businesses that are not able to get a bank loan, which I think addresses a big part of the but-for problem that we're dealing with these tax credits. I've always been pretty skeptical about tax credits, but I believe that this will encourage the kind of job producing activities that we really need to see more of in Oregon. So I will be opposing the dash 2 amendment.
Okay. Seeing no further discussion, I guess we better call the roll.
Representative Breen.
Aye.
Representative Barnhart.
Aye.
Representative Brewer.
No.
Representative Bent.
No.
Senator Telfer.
No.
Senator Hass.
No.
Representative Juan.
No.
Representative Gelser.
Aye.
Senator Morris.
No.
Senator Burdick.
No.
Representative Berger.
No.
Representative Bailey.
Aye. Motion having not received the required majority does not pass.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill. I move that Senate Bill 817, as amended, be reported out, do pass.
But your verdict moves that Senate Bill 817, as amended, be reported out, do pass. Discussion, Senator.
And if I could revise my motion, and that the subsequent referral, that we request the President to rescind the subsequent referral to the Ways and Means Committee.
Co-Chair Burdick moves that Senate Bill 817 be reported out due pass, and that the subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. I believe that portion of your motion, Senator Burdick, is in relation to the dash ones that remove the fiscal impact.
Correct. The dash ones fix the problem, so we shouldn't need a subsequent referral.
Discussion. Senator Tolton.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just recently, I had a group of great individuals in my office concerned about the bill, and subsequent to that, I inquired and got some answers. And, you know, as far as job creation and competition, you know, I believe that this is so tied to the federal criteria that those things will be answered because of the tie with the federal credits and the federal. So I feel very confident in the bill that it won't be harming existing businesses, that it in fact will create jobs, and in particularly communities where job creation is very important. So I'm comfortable now, and I appreciate the questions that were brought forward to me just recently. And so I will be a yes on this 817.
Representative Wand.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. this is an important bill to me and to my community. I can remember, and I'll be very brief, so I appreciate your patience, but I remember when the first time I ran for office, I said to the people that I was running to represent that I would be a shameless advocate for Troutdale. And what I learned as that shameless advocate for Troutdale was that one of the most difficult things in convincing businesses to move into East Multnomah County is that there is not already a business cluster. They feel that if they move to Rockwood or if they move to Troutdale, that they will be all alone and that there will be no foot traffic and there will be nobody else around them that they need to provide the services for them to have a successful business. And we were able to overcome that with an enterprise zone. And now I see this as very analogous to an enterprise zone, only with a tax credit. I couldn't be more excited about the prospects for this program in my community. What we need are jobs in our local community so we can have stronger infrastructure and stronger communities. And I'm a big supporter, and I think this is the right bill at the right time. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Bentz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill, I am uncomfortable with this bill, and it may be because I haven't had enough time, which is usually the case, to go through the device and understand it completely. And I can honestly say I do not understand every twist and turn this bill would require for those who wish to enjoy its benefits. I would say one thing, and it's I think this bill is a reflection of how desperate we are to try to draw economic development to our poor communities. That's what this bill is. And if you go through and calculate the cost of the dollars that we're investing in these communities, it is really high. And there should be a better way than this tax credit device. And so I'm voting for it, not because I like it and not because I understand it, because, like all the rest of you, I actually hope it works. And so it is with reluctance that I support this bill. Again, not because maybe it's going to work great, but this is an odd way, a very expensive way, to test run this device. But I'll still be supporting the bill.
Thank you. Further discussion? Representative Barnhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was prepared with the passage of the DASH 2 amendments to support the bill, even though I have reservations very similar to those of Representative Bentz. There are numbers of mechanisms that we can use that would promote economic development in our state that would be far less expensive to the taxpayers of Oregon. This mechanism, we've essentially ceded our responsibility to make sure that we are doing our job as a state to the federal government and to the procedures that it has chosen to adopt, whether they work well in Oregon or not. And the history of this mechanism in some other states is quite checkered. I would prefer, if we're going to spend this kind of money, that we actually spend the time to come up with mechanisms that will be more effective and more efficient in job growth and economic development than this mechanism, which I think is very clumsy and not one that we ought to be pursuing, and therefore I intend to vote against this measure.
Thank you. Seeing no further discussion, will the clerk call the roll?
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Representative Barnhart.
No.
Representative Brewer.
Aye.
Representative Bentz.
Aye.
Senator Telfer.
Aye.
Senator Hass.
Aye.
Representative Wand.
Aye.
Representative Gelser.
Aye.
Senator Morris.
Aye.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Representative Berger?
Aye.
Representative Bailey?
Aye. Motion carries. It's on its way to the floor. On the House, Representative Wand, would you care to carry?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Morris will carry.
And Senator Morris in the Senate.
Thank you.
With that, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 817 and adjourn the Joint Committee on Tax Credits. It's been fun, y'all.
We're done.
The Joint Committee on Tax Credits. It's been fun, y'all.
We're done.